Congress has fled Washington, D.C. for a five-week summer recess, despite little progress on a host of bills covering everything from extending the Bush-era tax cuts to interim drought relief and internet security. Tonight's commentary says don't blame the G-word for all that inaction. She's Véronique Desrégies, senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
What's really the problem in Washington? Well, if you ask Washington, they'll tell you it's gridlock and blame inaction on some new and hyper-partisan or ideological era. But while gridlock might be blamed for slowing things down, it cannot be blamed for failing to address serious issues. Welfare reforms and balanced budgets in the 1990s were the product of gridlock that slowly gave way to consensus. And today's Washington is more than happy to come together when it suits its own interest. For instance, just last week, Congress managed bipartisan support for another continuing resolution, an agreement that allows the legislators to once again put off doing any real fiscal planning. In fact, Congress hasn't managed to produce a federal budget in more than 3 years. Washington's problem is not gridlock. It is an increasingly irresponsible government that has for far too long been let off the hook for performing the most basic responsibilities. So, whatever happens in November, this much is certain. Unless taxpayers demand their president and Congress act responsibly and do the work they were elected to do, so-called Washington gridlock will be the least of our problems. I'm Véronique Desrégies.